MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The Tongaat Hulett rescue may have dominated headlines, but perhaps the more important question is what it says about the health of South African business. Too often, companies wait until options have completely disappeared before confronting distress. Henneke Schalekamp is the Chief Executive Officer of Accounting and Advisory Group HLBCBS, and he's joins us now to discuss why successful business rescue is about preserving value, about protecting ecosystems and creating sustainable businesses rather than simply delaying failure. Henneke, a very warm welcome to you. Why do you think then so many executives refuse to acknowledge distress until it's almost too late?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and welcome to the listeners. I think sometimes there could be some hope that things will maybe get better in the future. But what's very important is to act quickly. Normally, in the beginning, it's much easier to restructure because you will have still options available, especially if the business is in a loss-making position. But most of the time, it can still be good businesses, like Tongaat Hulett is a good business. And my view is, they can definitely get it back on the right track.
You talk about acting quickly. Do you think, though, denial among boards and management or exco teams is one of the biggest destroyers of value?
Yes. Sometimes these individuals, they can also be in a position where they stress a bit and maybe they hope things will change. We must also take into account that the last couple of years was a very tough economy globally. So sometimes they don't take immediate action. But what would be a good thing to do is to then go and discuss these type of issues with corporate financiers, because they obviously have access to private equity funds and institutions. In Tongaat case, they were a listed company, so they had other options, like they could have used right issues, they could have put a formal plan together, but they did wait for too long, in my view.
At some point, though, a company does move from being temporarily stressed to being fundamentally broken. Is there a specific red flag in that case?
Yes, you must look at the financial ratios on the balance sheet. So it is possible that the company is making profits, but it's got no cash flow because there's delay in debtor payments, or it's like maybe shipments in the sea and they're struggling to get the product to their offices. So what has also happened in the past, companies with strong balance sheets couldn't trade because of cash flow issues. And that's where it's important to take decisions quickly and raise additional capital for these timing differences.
Do you think, Henneke, there's still stigma attached to restructuring in South Africa and going into business rescue?
I think there's very few examples where business rescue has worked. So I think the boards are often scared to go into business rescue. And then if you go into business rescue, you do hand over the business in a way to business rescue practitioners, so they might feel they won't have much input into the business. So I think that's why it's not used often. But in the case of Tongaat, it really can destroy a lot of things. It's been noted that they've saved approximately 250,000 jobs, and it's pretty much the whole KwaZulu-Natal economy. If that company fell, it would have had a huge impact on cane growers in certain areas like Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal. There's not necessarily other options available for these farmers and their workers.
And any business that is going to think about business rescue has got to look at the wider impact. And you rightly referenced the Tongaat case, a lot of headlines about the company, but there wasn't that much conversation about growers, suppliers, and even the communities that depend on that. And that's the point that you're making.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's far more than just the shareholders that lost money. It's like, how many families does 250,000 employees support? Yes, it's all those farmers that work closely with Tongaat, and If they didn't manage to conclude this deal, I think it would have had devastating impact for all those businesses.
But sometimes there's a lot of short-sightedness. Lenders and shareholders, I imagine, are sometimes guilty of prioritizing their own narrow interests at the expense of longer-term value.
Yes, unfortunately, that would happen. I'm sure the bankers would have been quite scared to put extra capital in. The same with shareholders, especially all the negative headlines that was also in the media, on all the irregularities. So I think that just made it much, much worse.
And Henneke, in your experience, what then distinguishes a business that emerges stronger from one that simply survives?
I think you must go and look at the overall health of the business. You mustn't only look at what's on the balance sheet, but also what is the opportunities of a business. So if you can see there's good long-term opportunities, there's an opportunity to grow or maybe scale the business a bit, but only needs capital, then those are the businesses that you want to back and put additional money in. And I think that was the view that was taken by Vision and the IDC to take on this initiative to effectively save Tongaat Hulett. Because if it went into liquidation, then they would have broken it up in parts. I think there could have been a lot of retrenchments. It would have been a really ugly situation.
There are a lot of lessons from that particular business case. I'm going to leave it there. Henneke Oosjaarlekamp, thank you very much indeed. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Accounting and Advisory Group, HLB CBS. Thank you very much indeed.